The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me.
I always like to start with something interesting, and I saw this online the other day. A standard 2021 Porsche Taycan has broken the Guinness World Record for the shortest charging time to cross the United States in an EV, an electric vehicle. Listen to this. It only needed a charge time of 2 hours, 26 minutes, and 48 seconds to cover 2,834.5-mile drive from Los Angeles to New York. I mean, that's really something. Now, the coolest thing about all these new Porsches is that it lets you know when the rear wing is actually raised, you know, that thing on the back. Yeah, it's kind of a spoiler alert. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is an example of all the fun that we have week after week, day after day. And here it's Kim Commando today because tech never stops. We've expanded my successful weekend radio show on over 425 stations about all things digital to weekdays. That's right. And you can also get Kim Commando today as a podcast Monday through Friday. Wherever you get your podcast, just search for Commando with a K, of course. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And hey, listen, you can always drop me your questions on the website as well. Head over to commando.com. And in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. Yes, that's where that magic happens. All right, let's get started with five things that you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. I want to keep you up to date. And number one is, you might remember once upon a time, Netflix actually encouraged all of us, that's right, our subscribers, to share their passwords as a way to expose even more viewers to their programming. Then they said, oh no, that's not fair. And now Netflix is figuring out a way to charge for sharing passwords. It looks like it's going to be about $3 a month. And they can track you because they know your IP address. But Netflix is now introducing a cheaper advertising-supported subscription tier. They're going to do this by the end of the year. Netflix streaming is going to have ads, and it's going to work, and here's the reason why. HBO tried it, and they found that 28% of HBO Max subscribing respondents are signed up to the ad-supported subscription tier. Okay, for $9.95 a month, you get the ad-supported version of HBO Max, which means you see ads in your movies and your shows and everything like that. And the standard tier, which has no ads, is $14.99 a month. But the ad-supported, you can't download content for offline viewing, and you can't stream at a higher quality than 1080p. But let's face it, you know, this whole cutting the cord thing didn't quite turn out as we all expected. I don't know about you, but it seems like I think I'm actually paying more now before I cut the cable than if I'm streaming. I just have all these different subscription services that we have. It's just crazy. All right, number two on our list. Wow, listen to this. A revolution's beginning often goes unnoticed at first, just as it did 15 years ago. Yes, 2007, what happened? BlackBerry smartphone, it seemed unstoppable. Anybody who was anybody had one. But just 6 months earlier, Steve Jobs walked down on stage holding the world's first iPhone and his now famous quote, "It's a phone, it's a camera, it's an iPod." But as one critic said, "But it's not a BlackBerry. How could Apple ever beat BlackBerry?" Well, iPhone sales at $500 each were initially slow. Within 6 months, it was actually called a flop by some people. But then enough people had enough iPhones to demonstrate them to others, and by 2008, the iPhone revolution was in full swing. And how many iPhones do you think were sold in 2021? Pick a number. How many iPhones were sold in 2021? Anybody? Anybody? I looked it up. 240 million. Wow. 240 million iPhones. All right. Number three on our list is some creepy tech. Yes. Picture this scenario in the not too distant future. You're walking down the street wearing your expensive sunglasses, but the screen's built into the inside of the lenses. You not only see the person coming towards you, your glasses tell you exactly who is coming towards you. It's all thanks to facial recognition hardware built into your glasses. You will actually be presented with the person's name, what they do for a living, other fun stats. Have they been arrested? Okay, this is no scenario. Do you remember Clearview AI? It's the company who invested and they harvested billions of images of people's faces from Facebook and the internet at large. And then they created this huge database for law enforcement. Well, now Clearview is expanding its reach. The U.S. Air Force Research Lab recently awarded the company money to work on these augmented reality glasses. Four on our list is, yes, more privacy, but in this world, free, it doesn't mean what it used to. Free Facebook, other social media accounts, free apps, games. When something is free, always remember, always you are the product. You're paying these companies with your valuable data, right? And then they sell to advertisers who are going to hit you with more ads. Now, I think everyone knows by now that as you're watching your big screen, your TV, it's watching you back, and it's probably collecting viewing habits, what you watch, how often, how long you watch. Now, all that data is worth big bucks. But get this, Vizio is making more money gathering and selling your personal data that their televisions collect than they make actually selling the televisions. That's why the TVs are so dang cheap. They're not the only ones. Samsung TVs, Roku, Amazon's Fire TV, and LG has a plan to make advertisers everywhere super happy. With the promise of reaching LG's millions of connected TVs, they're going to serve you even more targeted ads, very targeted ads, right? Demographic details, shopping habits, just like being online. If you hit commando.com, we have the step-by-step instructions for limiting what your smart TVs can actually track about you. And finally, number five on our list, the last thing I want to tell you about to keep you up to date is that 2022 is the year that we are embracing voice technology in a big way. It was the 1986 Star Trek film, The Voyage Home, that the Enterprise engineer Scotty, you remember him, attempted to give an Apple Macintosh Plus a voice command. Well, the computer didn't respond. Scotty's irate look gave everybody in the audience a big laugh. I mean, everybody knew that voice commands would be totally way into the future. But now, 36 years later, Edison Research and NPR find that 2/3 of Americans command their TVs, computers, tablets, smartphones by voice. And more than half of us tell the flat screen which movies and channels we want to watch by voice. I mean, if the Star Trek crew appeared here today, they would feel right at home. Except for the transporter and also, well, the TSA. Hey, listen, let me tell you about LinkedIn. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 810 million people. To post that free job, head over to linkedin.com/Kim. That's linkedin.com/Kim. Terms and conditions apply. All right, you want to stay right where you are because we have all of your phone calls coming up. And in just a few minutes, ways to hide your phone number when you're making a phone call. And of course, you have more of me, Kim Komando. Hey, coming up in just a few minutes, we've got Encryption 101, how you can tell if your texts are really encrypted and somebody won't be able to grab them. And in just a few moments, ways you can hide your phone number when making your call. And how about we start with Dean? Hello there, Dean. Glad to have you with us.
How are you today?
Fantastic. So what's going on in your digital world?
Well, I'm not much of a digital person. I can barely run my phone. But I have this issue where my wife goes through my phone periodically in the history.
Okay.
And here a week or two ago, she says, what is this? And there's like three in a row sign-up pages for Google email. Like you're going to sign in to get your Google email. I don't have a Google email account. So I just wondered, how does it get there?
And how do you get it to stop? And
right. I mean, if I could just prove that I didn't go to that site and I don't have an email address with Google, why it's in my history, it would be huge.
Well, did you used to have a Google account? Is that what you said?
Way, I mean, 10 years ago, probably.
Have you used it? Yeah, have you used it since then or no? Okay.
No.
I think what's happening is that Google has pushed down two-factor authentication on all its accounts. And so it's asking you to authenticate the account. There's something on your phone that's triggering this Gmail account to pop up. I'm not sure what it is. If you look into your phone under internet accounts, maybe you still have an entry there for Gmail. In addition to that, if you don't like your Gmail account, you're not using it, you probably should just delete it. And in addition to that.
But I don't know the password. I don't know the password. I don't know how to get into
it. Yeah,
I
that's the problem.
It.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
So,
you know, she keeps saying, Give me your account number, and I obviously can't because I don't know what it is, and there is no account as far as I'm concerned because it was years and years ago. But I noticed also, and this, I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but the other day when I was, you know, periodically I Google, you know, parts and questions and,
sure,
you know, after this gun thing was going on, I Googled how many people in the United States have gun carry permits. And as soon as I pushed it, it popped up to the Google sign-in thing, popped up right on the page. And I'm thinking, if I accidentally hit that button thinking I was going to something, then that would do it. But why does that pop up on my screen right in the middle of what I'm looking at?
You know, it's hard to say, really. It's hard for me to, unless I have the phone in front of me, because you could have, right. I mean, you could have malware, some type of badware, something else going on in your phone, something else, maybe a site that you used before you signed in with your Google account, instead of like signing in with a username or password, that you signed into something using your Google account. Because your Gmail account is just not a Gmail account. It's a Google account. It covers all of your Google properties. So whether it's Drive, you know, Calendar, Chat, whatever it may be, it all works all continuously. And so there's something in your phone that's triggering it, or something in your settings. And so you could go in and make sure that you're not using Google as your default for anything. And into your accounts on your phone, you have to do, you're going to have, I can't do this for you, but I can tell you that you have to go in there, and I can give you some tips on how to do it if you're not sure how to do it. And some directions, some step-by-step directions. But it's being almost like a little bit of a cyber detective to go in and to figure out why this is popping up. Now, if you wanted to just, wipe it out because you don't know where it is coming from, is that you can back up your phone to the cloud. What kind of phone do you have?
An iPhone.
Okay. So you're going to back up your photos and everything, and I'll tell you how to do that via email. Back
I
up
think,
everything.
I think I know how. I think okay. She knows how to do that, okay. So that would be good.
So you back it all up, and then you sign out of any apps that you have. Remove any apps that you're not using, too, by the way. That's always just a good idea. And then you're going to do a factory reset. Now, the factory reset does exactly what I said. It's going to wipe out everything that's in that phone. So if you have gotten a piece of badware, malware, junkware, whatever it may be, you know, from some site or from some app or whatever you have on your phone, that's not going to be a possibility for it to continue, because we're going to do a factory reset and we're going to put everything back to the way that it was. And hopefully that Google account and I should go away at that point. And if you don't know what your password is for that Google account, let me make a note and let me send you some directions on doing that too, because it's a good idea just to wipe out any accounts that you have in there. So we're going to remove the Google accounts and we're going to do a factory reset and do a backup first. So do a backup first, factory reset, and then you might as well just figure out that Google account, because I don't want it popping up again for some reason. And then your wife going, Dean, what's going on? And nothing's going on. Nothing at all. Dean, thanks for your call. Emmy, you're up next.
Hi there. I am so thrilled you're taking my call. I just submitted my question this week.
Oh, wonderful.
My question is about the CLEAR membership that you have to apply for to get through the lines really quick at the airport.
Right.
How safe is it? It uses biometrics, facial recognition. I don't feel comfortable with that, but it seems like we're going in that direction.
Yeah, it's, I'll tell you my experience, and this is pre-pandemic. You know, everything in your life, like there's like that moment, you're like, oh, this happened before the pandemic, right? That I was in the Phoenix airport, and there wasn't a long TSA line, but they were recruiting you to try the CLEAR product. And so I submitted an iris scan and a fingerprint, and then the machine broke. Like, what? The machine broke. I'm like, so where's my stuff? Right?
Yep.
Okay. And the kid looked at me and he's like, so do you want your $25 gift card? I'm like, no, I don't care about my $25 gift card. Okay. I want, where's my eyes? Where's my fingerprints? And he's like, oh, well, it didn't really go through, so I wouldn't worry about it. Do you want to try again? I'm like, no, that's okay. But, you know, the technology has gotten a lot better since then, and they are certified by the Department of Homeland Security. And it seems like a really wonderful way, especially you in Chicago. I mean, it works at O'Hare and it also works at Midway, right? And so
yeah.
You have the TSA line, and then you've got the CLEAR line. And there aren't too many in the clear line, but it seems like everybody has gotten TSA PreCheck. I mean,
yes, it is longer than the regular line.
It is. So it's like, you know what? That was, that's funny you should say that, because we were flying recently and I looked at my husband. I said, you know what? Let's just forget we have PreCheck because the other line's really short, you know, and just go through that line. So it's $189 a year right now. And it is where we're going for biometrics and fingerprints. You know, it is a private company, and it's not just being used at some 50 airports around the country. They're now using it at venues and at stadiums. And supposedly, and it is a lockdown database, but it is a little... It's a little kind of creepy, isn't it?
I think it comes to, if even, you know, even though we're going in this direction, I think it comes down if you're comfortable giving your information, that kind of stuff out.
Yes. And there's a side of me that says it's okay, but there's a side of me that says, well, maybe I, you know, it's a private company and there's a lot of things that can get hacked.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I'm ready to walk that line yet. You know, it's one thing knowing that we have no privacy on the internet, but I will tell you that a security system that I'm putting into a building is using facial recognition. And so that if somebody is walking and the security system doesn't recognize that person, it'll sound the alarm. So I'm using that technology, but just around a facility, but with Clear, I think it's okay. I think if I traveled a lot, then I would definitely sign up for it because, of course, you know, who wants to stand in these stinky lines, right, and get hung up because somebody still hasn't figured out that they can't bring a bottle of mouthwash with them in their suitcase. You know, it's like, okay, what part of that did you not get over the last 10 years? Okay. But if you do sign up for Clear, you make sure that you – look at any type of your credit cards, American Express, Capital One, Delta, United. They all offer deals on Clear. And so you might be able to save some money from there. I would do it if I traveled a lot. But if I'm not traveling a lot, I would probably say, you know, it's okay. I'm just going to wait in the longer line. Let's just wait for it to be out there just a little bit more, Evan. And thank you so much for your call. And I do appreciate you sending us a note and then, you know, giving us a call here on the show. And again, if you'd like to send us a note, your question, you can easily do it. Just head over to commando.com. And once you're there, there's a link on the right-hand side that says email Kim. All right, let's talk about ways to hide your phone number when making a call. I mean, it's so easy for your phone number to be added to a marketing list, whether it's because you bought something or you simply made a call. Well, here are some ways to hide your phone number when calling a business or someone you don't know. And there are a few ways, but the easiest is to use *67. It hides your landline or cell phone number. You just punch in *67, followed by the number you're calling, and that's it. The caller will see private or blocked. But it is a bummer. You have to do that for every single call. Now, if you want your number to be hidden all the time, change a setting on your smartphone. On your iPhone, just tap Settings, then Phone, and Show My Caller ID. And then you want to toggle it off, so this way your number is not shown. And on Android, the option is called Hide Number. Now, you can also ask your carrier to hide your number all the time, or you might want to just use a burner app such as Google Voice or something like Hushed. And we've got all these steps to use Google Voice and Hushed over on our website. Head over to commando.com. That's KOMANDO.com. And then just search using the bar up at the top of the page. Stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls coming up.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We're proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Coming up later on, we have a privacy secret to turn off Google tracking. Oh my gosh, and a great tip on how you can rent a boat or a pool by the hour. But before we go back to all of your phone calls, let's talk about encryption. I mean, I'm sure you've heard the word encryption tossed around, and you know it has something to do with your privacy. Well, here's a quick explanation how you can tell if your text messages are encrypted. And encryption, just so you know, it's a way of scrambling a text message that no one can see what it says until the message reaches the recipient. So say you text someone, what time are you leaving? Now, the moment you hit send, that message is turned into a bunch of numbers and letters. And the message will stay like that as it passes through carriers and servers. Now, when the person receives your message, it's automatically unscrambled so that this way they can read it, of course. Now, if you're using an iPhone in the Messages app, if the text bubble is blue, if it's blue, the message is encrypted. If the text bubble is green, it is not encrypted. And on Google Messages, the lock icon always means that the text is encrypted. All right, back to the phones we go with Pastor Joe. Hello there.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. What's going on with you, sir?
Well, I'm up here in sunny Michigan today and living the dream, so it's just awesome.
That's fantastic. Thank you for your call. How can I help you?
Well, I appreciate you taking it. You know, as a pastor in a small congregation church, you know, we do all the Facebooks live, and we have a Facebook page and a website and all of those social media things. But one thing that my congregants ask for a lot is they're like, do you have an app that we can put on our phone where everything is right there for us? And I'm like, well, you know, that's a good idea. But I really have no clue where to start.
It's a great idea. And thank you for sharing that. But I don't know how to make that magic happen. Okay. Well, you know, fortunately, there are things now called software as a service. I mean,
okay.
When iPhones first came out, you know, 13, 14 years ago, if you wanted to build an app, you had to have like developers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And artists and programmers. And then every single time that Apple would make an update or there'd be a change in the Android operating system is that your app would crash. And then you'd have to update it. It was like this, you know, constant cat and mouse game.
And, I see.
And so now what we have is we have companies that say, you know what, if you want an app, you can use our template and then we'll charge you a fee every month. Or as a matter of fact, if you let us put ads in your app, maybe you can even make some money. And so like, for example, the commando.com app, we didn't develop that. Okay. We did a deal with a company that said we can build you an app. And then what you do is you just supply there's a way that you'll supply your content through typically RSS feeds that will go into the app. So you don't have to worry about if there's an operating system update or if this doesn't work on that platform or whatever it may be, because it just makes it a lot easier. So when it comes time for church apps, there is a myriad of companies that can offer you a point and click solution. So where you would do a deal with them, and when I say deal, I mean you would pay them a certain amount every month.
Okay? Right.
And then that certain amount would be for so much data that was going to go through the app or so many users. And some of these will do deals with you like I have that, you know, if they sell an ad within the app that it helps keep those costs down. Because, you know, the app for us is not a profit center, and it's not going to be a profit center for you.
Right.
Unless you start selling things along the way on the app. But I'm not selling any physical goods anymore. So, you know, we're not selling tablets and dash cams. And so it's you know, so we don't have that whole e-commerce part happening. Because I just couldn't compete with Amazon. Okay. You know, they're bigger than me. They won. Okay. So, okay.
Sure.
Okay. So now, there are companies like My Pocket Church where.
I've never heard of them.
Okay. Which I'll give you a list of these. But it's like, so it's $100 a month. And then you might pay more if you want certain features. So, but it'd be a way for you to put your live stream in there, your podcasts, mm-hmm. your daily devotionals, if you would like to do that. Blogs, photos, contact information, prayer requests, whatever it may be that you, or even, and then the other side of that is that you could send them text messages automatically, say, if they opted in, of course, 15 minutes before the sermon's about to begin or before this event or just a reminder to sign up, you know, whatever you guys and gals are trying to do. There's another one called Apollo Church that they say that they are going to
always be the cheapest for the church. Always be the cheapest. So,
well, that's good.
So yes, and so they also offer geofencing, which means that when they go back to the church, okay, if they're going back in physically into the church, that you'll know who actually is in the church. But plus, you can say, "Hey, welcome to church today. This is Pastor Joe. I'm really happy to see you here today." So
geofencing.
So when a person steps on the church's property, because you'll put a fence like on a map and say when they get into this area, is that they could get a personalized message from you in the app or via text, however you want to configure it, that will say, "Hey, this is Pastor Joe. Thanks for coming by. I'm really glad that you're here. Today's message is about this. You can find more information about it here." Yeah, or if you want to read this passage, whatever it may be. So there's a lot of cool things that you can do with an app. So like I mentioned, there's about a half a dozen of these, probably more, probably closer to a dozen, as I originally said, of these different companies. And let me pick a few for you to check out. And then if you need any more information about it along the way, you're wondering about this, or how does this cost work, or how do I get it here or there or whatever, I'm here for you. Just give me a call back, and I'm happy to talk about it. But I'm going to post those links in the Q&A forum.
Boy, I'll tell you, the pandemic totally transformed online streaming churches in a wonderful, wonderful way. All right, I have a great tip for you, but this week it's brought to you by SimpliSafe. And I believe that your home should be the safest place on earth for every family. That's why I use and recommend SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is advanced whole home security that puts you, your home, and your family safety first. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe agents take action the moment that a threat is detected, dispatching police or first responders in an emergency. And here's the reason why. SimpliSafe uses proprietary video verification technology. So this way, their monitoring agents can visually confirm the threat in order to get higher priority on this 911 dispatch. Now, monitoring plans are affordably priced at just $1 a day, no long-term contracts or hidden fees. And you can customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes over at SimpliSafeKim.com. Now, if you go today, you can claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring at SimpliSafeKim.com. All right, it's officially summer. It's here, and it's water time. And just like you can book vacation rentals online, you can rent boats and even swimming pools by the hour. And it's also a smart way for you, if you have a boat or a swimming pool, you can make some extra cash too. Now, let's start by talking about renting boats with a captain and crew, and you want to go to getmyboat.com. Now, the site and the app has over 150,000 listings in almost 10,000 destinations. It's huge. So I started, strumming around, taking a look at, in San Diego, I found a beautiful, wow, huge 50-foot yacht for $400 an hour. And in Galveston, Texas, I found a 22-foot fishing boat for about $50 an hour. Now, swimming pool, hourly, and party rentals, the place where you want to go for that is called Swimply, and that's swimply.com. And San Antonio, I found a gorgeous pool for up to 20 guests, $45 an hour, super affordable. And an indoor pool here in Chicago runs $60 an hour. Now, if you have a boat or a pool, you just might be sitting on a gold mine. And these are the sites, getmyboat.com and also swimply.com. All right, stay right where you are. We have more of your phone calls coming up, and we've got some news about some shady online car scams I need to warn you about, and also later on, a privacy secret to turn off Google tracking here on Kim Komando Today.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Hey, just a reminder, you can catch the Kim Komando Show here on Saturday and Sunday nights, all 3 hours on WLS or online at WLSAM.com. Now, for a limited time, we put together some free guides as our special thank you to our listeners. So if you go to komando.com/free guides, once again, that's komando.com/free guides. We have free guides for Windows and Mac. Now, you may say, well, I don't need a free guide. I know every single thing. Well, It's a way for you to take your tech know-how to the next level. I've got some search tricks to find your files and programs in a snap, keyboard shortcuts, quick photo editing without downloading any extra programs, messaging shortcuts, and also some handy free downloads. These are legitimate malware-free downloads. You can trust that what I'm sending you is going to be great over for Windows and Mac. And again, these are some free guides. And to get them, head over to commando.com/freeguides, commando.com/freeguides. All right. And before we go back to all your phone calls, I have to tell you about some online car scams. There's always stress when you're buying a car, but buying online has additional traps to scam you out of your money. First, there's the sneaky fine print. The line reads, internet price is reflective after a 99.5% down payment. Okay, in other words, the car's real price is $2,000 more than the big printed price that they use to lure you in. And here are a few other tricks. Make sure that the total cash price is the same on the contract as it was on the advertisement, because a few shady dealers, they'll pack the contract with additional items and fees and services and warranties that you didn't agree to. And a common add-on is rust proofing. And always remember, if the dealer tries to pull even one little scam, he can't be trusted, which means you can't trust the car to be what he claims it to be either. Let's see. Back to the phones we go with Gary. Hello there, Gary. Are you the G-Man?
Yes, ma'am. Good to speak with you. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I remember last time, didn't you call me about a Pixel phone?
Yes, I did, and I got it, and I love it. So thank you very much.
Good.
Quick question. Did you hear about the new band called 999 Megabytes?
No, I haven't.
They're kind of new. They haven't had a gig yet.
Oh.
Just for you. Congratulations on being a Radio Hall of Famer. What a privilege.
Oh, my gosh. I can't, you know.
Gosh.
It's something like I said before, it's, you know, you look at all the names in there and you're like, wait a minute, my name's like next to like Bing Crosby. You know, like what is
amazing.
That
you
about?
You deserve it. You deserve
well,
it.
Thank you. Thank
you.
It's like, it's an overnight success. Yeah, right. Okay.
You work really hard for it and you definitely deserve that.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you. So how can I help you today?
I've had earbuds. I've had the Jabra earpieces, and they were real expensive, and I work in a warehouse, and lost one, and I couldn't find it, even with the app feature on there. I don't want any wires, and I'm looking and researching, and I want your expertise on the bone conduction headphones on your, because I want to listen to music. I like hair bands and your podcast. So what do you recommend?
You know, I'm not a big fan of the bone conduction. And here's the reason why, is that, you know, when you put in your earbuds, you always have like transparency. So that lets you hear outside, right? And you also have noise reduction, then you don't hear anything. With the bone conduction, so everybody, we're all on the same page, is that they normally sit like right behind your ear, right there on that big old bone. I don't know, I'm not a medical professional, but it's between like your earlobe and then the top of the middle part of your ear. So it sits right there and then it goes around to your neck. Now, maybe it's my preference. And so you should try them, G-Man. But I just want to make sure that if you try them, that you make sure that there's a decent return policy. Because the reason why is that your ears are still exposed, okay? So you're still going to get outside noises into your ears that, for me, it was distracting. And I don't know if it's because I'm so used to it. You may, because you're in radio. We're just so used to having, like, great sound, right?
Yes.
And if we're going to listen to something, it's like we're going to probably turn it up higher than the average person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That's why our hearing is so good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We all get to like, we're like, what did you say? You know, so okay. I can't hear you. So, then that's true, though, because we all sit here with everything all pumped up the volume. What? How many hours a day? Right. So I found that these were not devices for me because I like to hear things clearly, distinctly, and probably at a higher volume than most. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why. But, you know, you should try them. But it just, you know, if the environment is loud, it's just you're just not going to be happy with them. I mean, so, you know, that's right. When, you know, maybe you look at the Google Pixel Buds. Do you still have the Pixel phone? Have you ever
yes.
tried those?
I have not.
You know, you might want to try those. I mean, they're not okay. as expensive as the others. You know, Bose has the SoundSport, and those are pretty darn good, the wireless ones there. I'm not a fan of the Samsung Galaxy Buds, but a lot of people are. But, you know, just throwing it out there. And then, of course, the Apple AirPods are pretty amazing. But I would take a look at the Google. But, you know, if you do try them, Gary, I'd love to get your feedback. No pun intended.
Absolutely.
You know, just as far as I know, that was really, that just like comes, it just comes naturally.
I know. You can't help it.
I know. It just drives me crazy. It's like, make it stop already. Stop.
No, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. Ooh, rubbing off on me. Yeah. We got to get a new, we have to get you a new gig, right? Right? That's what we need.
Let me know.
Anyways,
people call my people.
Exactly. Yeah. So, Gary, thank you so much for your call. Thanks for the pun in 10. And if you do try the bone conduction, I really would love to hear what your thoughts are on that. I always get the greatest questions. And if you'd like to drop me your question, I read every single email that you send me. What you want to do is head over to the website, commando.com, KOMANDO.com. And when you're there, on the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. And I read every single email that you send me there, every single one. So if you ever have a question for me, you want me to answer here on the show, or maybe you want to answer as a tip of the day because we send out our newsletters or on the website, it's really simple. Just head over to commando.com. And again, in the upper right-hand corner, there's a link that says Email Kim. Hey, you want to stay right where you are because I know you're tired of all the tracking with Google. Well, there's a privacy secret I'm going to share with you to turn off Google tracking, and it's something that you probably never heard of before, so stay right where you are.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
Now, you know that big tech Google is tracking everywhere you go. And while it's frightening, it can kind of be helpful sometimes. I mean, you can look back and see that restaurant that you loved, or you can get instantly rerouted when there's traffic. But what if you don't want to be tracked when you're going to a certain place? Okay, just for fun. But prepare to be shocked when you go here, because I certainly was. Go to timeline.google.com. Once again, that's timeline.google.com. You're going to have to be signed into your Google account too, by the way. But that's the web address where you can see pretty much everywhere you've been for years, many years, for as long as you've maybe had your Google account. And then you can spend some time looking for ways to remove your past travels on this page too. But what if there's a place that you're going to that you don't want Google to track? You don't want it on your timeline. You don't want it in your history. Well, here's where this insider privacy trick comes into play. You see, Google Maps has an incognito mode. Yeah, I know, you didn't know that. Google Maps has an incognito mode just like Google Chrome. And it lets you temporarily say no to the tracking. So to turn it on, in Google Maps, just tap your profile picture. That's going to be in the top right. And you want to say, turn on incognito mode from the menu. Now big tech Google won't be tracking you, at least for just a few minutes. And if you're tired of using Google Search, just want to give you a quick reminder that you can always use Start Page. I like Start Page over DuckDuckGo, by the way. I seem to think that Start Page gets much better results. Hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for being here. Always love to get your comments and your feedback. And don't forget, 24/7, you can always find me at my website. And that address is simple. It's KOMANDO.com. One more thing. Make sure that you sign up for our free tech newsletters delivered right to your inbox. Head over to commando.com/subscribe now while you're thinking about it. Once again, that's commando.com/subscribe. And thanks for listening. I appreciate you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.